Welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast. Each day we'll look at a text from the weekly readings from the Westgate Church Bulletin. We will look at background material and also application of the text. So once again, welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast.
Our reading today comes from Psalm chapter 54. We are informed in the heading of this psalm that when David writes this psalm, it's right after he is betrayed by the people of Ziph. And this is a horrible betrayal. Remember in the life of David, there was a time when David was on the run for his life. Samuel had covertly anointed him as king over Israel. Saul was reigning as king, but God had rejected Saul because of his disobedience in his heart. David has his exploits. He fights the giant Goliath and kills him in the Valley of Elah. He comes to work for King Saul. He has many military exploits, and the people start to say, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000s. And Saul becomes enraged with anger and jealousy toward David. He wants to kill him. David eventually has to run for his life. And we find David living as a vagabond on the run out in the wilderness. And this betrayal of David is really horrible to him. This is hard for him to swallow what happens. Now, the reason it's so bad is the people of Ziph are his people. They tell King Saul, hey, we know where David is hiding. We will give him up to you. This is not just any group of people, but the Ziphites live in the land of Judah. David was a Judahite. Now we think of, well, there's the United Kingdom of Israel, and we have this one kingdom with one king, but they were very much tribal in many ways. It's hard for us to kind of wrap our minds around that. Maybe your home state or your hometown. But imagine if you add to that also a kinship bond. So even though there was the nation of Israel, there was still a lot of tribalism going on during that time. So David is betrayed by his own people. This is so hard for him to wrap his mind around. So let's read this psalm and realize in the background, he's on the run. He's been hiding from Saul. And the people near where he grew up, people that share his same kinship bond, have turned him over to this evil, despot king. And to make matters worse, people are starting to realize that Saul is crazy. Many people are starting to discern the times. They're starting to discern that David is really the rightful king of Israel. Many people are coming over to David. But his own people, for some reason, can't see that Saul doesn't want justice. Saul just wants blood. So let's read this very short psalm. O God, save me by your name, and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves, Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. If your faithfulness put an end to them, with a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. So we see this development throughout this psalm. Of course, it's very short, but we have David crying out to God, Lord, please hear my prayers. Hear the words of my mouth. These people, ruthless people, seek my life. They don't seek God. If they did seek God, they would realize that Saul is evil and he's a despot, but they don't seek God. And they want David's life. This is such treachery. But he realizes in the middle of the psalm here that God is his helper. God is the one that will deliver him. God will return evil to his enemies, and he'll put them to an end. Then it ends with David giving a freewill offering. A freewill offering is a subset of offerings. There are various freewill offerings one could give. A lot of these are called shalamim offerings or peace offerings. And this would be an offering that you would give when you have been delivered from a great calamity. Something horrible has happened to you, but you've been delivered. And of your own free will, this is not required. You do this as kind of extra. You go and you sacrifice. Then you eat a meal in the presence of God and celebrate peace with God. Celebrate God's deliverance. This is one of the only sacrifices. It is really the only sacrifice in Israel, where the celebrant, the one that actually brings the sacrifice, can eat the meat of the sacrifice. So typically, how this would happen, you would go get a young bull, you'd have the bull sacrificed, the priests would get a portion of that sacrifice, and then you would invite those in your village, those of your kin, even sometimes the poor. You would offer them to a table, or you would invite them to a table fellowship, and you'd have a good old-fashioned fellowship meal. And during that meal, you would celebrate peace with God, goodness, shalom. So this is a time of festivity and happiness and wholesomeness. But some things I want us to take away from this, and some of you may have experienced this before in your life, and if you have, I hate this. But maybe you've been betrayed by someone that you love, or maybe you've been betrayed by someone that you cared for, or betrayed by your own people, and it's hard to understand. It's hard to fathom. And some of our reactions sometimes to those things is we tell others. We tell others that maybe they don't care. Lou Holtz had a great quote. I heard him speak one time, and he talked about complaining. He said, when you complain, there are two groups of people. One group of people, they really don't care about your problems. And there's another group of people that are happy you're having those problems. That might be a little bit extreme, but many times we are betrayed. We go and we tell other people about it. But when we look at the example of David, he takes it right to the person he needs to take it to. He takes it to God. He offers up the betrayal to God and asks for God's intervention. Let's take this a step further. We as Christians have a benefit that David did not even have. We have a Savior that came from the line of David, the perfect King. And we forget sometimes about Jesus and what he's doing right now. I really believe a lot of the bad theology that we have in our world today is a lack of understanding that Jesus reigns in heaven now. And not only is he reigning in heaven, he's interceding for us. When you look at the book of Hebrews, that concept of interceding is something he does constantly on our behalf. He also is our advocate. When you look at the language of Scripture, his advocacy is not something that happens all the time, but at times he has to advocate for us as well. But we have a Savior in heaven that knows what it's like to be betrayed. When you pray to Jesus and share with him your trouble, he knows exactly what it feels like to be betrayed by someone. So that's something to think about, that when we go through treachery like this, the one to take it to is God. And the one to take it to specifically is Jesus, who knows what it's like to suffer and to be betrayed. He's there interceding for us. He wants you to bring your troubles to him. He's asking us to do so. And I think many times our prayer life is anemic because we don't understand we have that kind of intercessor. We have a great captain in heaven, the one that has gone on before us, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who empathizes with us, that cares for us, that loves us deeply, and wants us to share our hearts with him. That's what Christ wants you to do. He wants you to come to him with your problems and your struggles and share those with him. So we can learn things from this psalm. We can see that even God's greatest and finest went through horrible betrayal. Maybe you have too. Maybe you struggle with that. Maybe you have a grudge against someone that has betrayed you. And I would say, take that to the Lord. I'm not saying line up and let that person do that to you again. It's not what Christian forgiveness is all about. What I am saying is take it to the Lord and let him help you deal with your problem and your pain and your hurts. Well, I hope you have a great day. I'm glad you tuned in.